Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. After 4 years of U.S. isolationism, President-elect Joe Biden is stressing a return to multilateralism. NPR's Asma Khalid reports on Biden's remarks today as he formally introduced members of his foreign policy and national security teams.
Biden said his team embodies the belief that America is strongest when it works with its allies.
It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table.
The six men and women Biden announced all wore face masks and took turns one by one removing them to introduce themselves. Biden referenced the historic nature of some of his picks, including the first Latino to lead the Department of Homeland Security. He also underscored that he'll have someone on the National Security Council whose full-time job is dealing with climate change. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
California confirmed over 15,000 new coronavirus cases today. The state's Health and Human Services Secretary says that's higher than the 7-day average of over 12,500 infections. Dr. Mark Galli is warning residents to forego visits over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I think it's necessary to modify or pause our usual traditions to really stop the surge this year. And we're re-emphasizing that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with members of your household or virtually.
In Los Angeles County, a judge has rejected a request to block state restrictions on outdoor dining. The California Restaurants Association argued that the order, which limits restaurants, bars, and others to takeout and delivery, will devastate both businesses and workers. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee says K through 12 students will not be required to undergo vaccinations during coronavirus against coronavirus. Lee says vaccines are a choice that he's leaving up to Tennessee residents. The state's health commissioner says the first doses could arrive in the state by mid-December. A drug company at the center of the nation's opioid epidemic has pleaded guilty to felony charges. Purdue Pharma will pay billions of dollars in fines for conspiracy and fraud. Details from NPR's Brian Mann.
Purdue Pharma helped spark the opioid epidemic that's killed hundreds of thousands of Americans by aggressively marketing OxyContin and other highly addictive medications. The company now admits selling drugs to doctors who were diverting them for illegal uses and lying about it to regulators. As part of this deal with the Justice Department, billions of dollars will go to help communities hit by the addiction crisis. This is the second time Purdue Pharma has pleaded guilty to criminal activity relating to opioid sales. Neither settlement named the company's owners, members of the Sackler family, who once again face no criminal charges. Brian Mann, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow soared above 30,000 today. This is NPR. Alabama civil rights activist Bruce Boynton has died at the age of 83. Boynton was convicted of trespassing in a whites-only bus terminal over 60 years ago. The verdict was eventually overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. As Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gasser reports, the case inspired other protesters, known as the Freedom Riders.
It was an order of a cheeseburger and a cup of tea that got Boynton thrown out of a white restaurant in a bus terminal in Richmond, Virginia, and arrested.
I gave the waitress the order. She left, and I thought that she had taken the order. But she came back with the manager. And the manager took his finger and stuck it in my face.
Boynton, represented by future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, won his case, and the high court ruled segregation in public transportation illegal. Later, Freedom Riders tested that ruling by riding interstate buses and attempting to eat in bus terminals. They were often beaten for doing so. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.
The Justice Department has temporarily halted the deportations of immigrant women claiming they were abused by a gynecologist in rural southern Georgia. Under an agreement with attorneys for some of the women, the delay is good at least until mid-January. ICE officials stopped sending patients to Dr. Mahendra Amin last fall after dozens of women reported undergoing procedures they did not approve or understand. Amin denies any wrongdoing. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.